Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The city of Kenai will be celebrating its 8th annual Fall Pumpkin Fest on Saturday, October 7th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Millennium Square. The first big event to take place will be the Pumpkin Decorating Contest. Have some little ones that want to participate but don't have a pumpkin? No worries. Anyone under the age of 12 is able to get a pumpkin at the Kenai Community Library and bring their creation to the festival. According to Tyler Best, the Kenai Parks and Recreation Director, the city gave away 1,000 pumpkins last year, but this year they have even more.
Our beautification committee kind of thought this would be a fun thing to do in October, so the Parks Department got together with a lot of great community partners and started our annual Fall Pumpkin Festival.
There will be 3 different age categories to be judged, and all the winners will receive fall-themed goodie bags. Not an artist, but still want to be in the fall spirit? Nothing like a hayride and hay maze can't fix. K Beach Elementary will offer face painting, and the Salvation Army will host games. Did we mention that all these fun activities are free? The only price to pay will be for the food trucks. And the main attraction is the pumpkin drop, which will take place around 2 p.m. Kenai City Council member Alex Doffitt will climb to the top of the Kenai Fire Department ladder trucks and attempt to drop a pumpkin on the target. If Doffitt can land the hit, there will be free McDonald's ice cream coupons to hand out. And if Doffitt can't get any bullseyes, everyone will be given candy as a consolation prize. Raven Alaska and the Kenai Municipal Airport confirmed on Friday, October 6th, that the airline will discontinue its Kenai service starting later this month, with the last flight scheduled for October 20th. According to the Peninsula Clarion, the confirmation came a day after a post on Facebook was shared to various groups that read, "As of October 20th, Raven will no longer be flying to Kenai." That night, ticket sales for flights to and from Kenai were already unavailable after that date, with the prompt reading, "No flights from Kenai to Anchorage on October 21st. The same message could be seen every day following. On Friday, the Clarion called Raven Alaska's general phone number after multiple requests for a comment on Thursday and Friday were left unanswered. A representative of Raven Alaska was reached by phone and spoke to the Clarion and read a prepared statement that said the move to cease operations in Kenai was, quote, "operational consideration that was not made lightly." It was said that demand for air travel in the Kenai market has declined and become financially unsustainable. The statement ended with an expression of gratitude to residents for their support over the years, and they said that they hope residents will continue to make use of their service in other areas of the state. Information provided Friday by interim Kenai Airport Manager Mary Bondurant showed that the implantments, the number of people boarded flights on the airport, had sharply declined in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Bondurant wrote that the airport will continue to have 2 scheduled airlines operating between Kenai and Anchorage in Grant Aviation and Kenai Aviation. She said her successor will be working with Kenai City Manager and City Attorney to review the airline operating agreement and determine how this decision by Raven will affect the airport. On Friday, October 6th, Representative Peltola announced her plans to return to the nation's capital. The representative has been spending time with family following the passing of her husband, Eugene Buzzy Peltola, on September 12th. "The past few weeks have been some of the most difficult in my life," said Representative Peltola. "I am so thankful for the space that Alaskans have given me to celebrate Buzzy's life with my family and for all those who celebrated it with us. The kindness and generosity that you have shown represents Alaska at its best. It has also been a difficult time for our country. In recent weeks, we have watched partisan politicians make unserious attempts at solving serious problems. We barely avoided a shutdown that would have hit Alaska's military families, seniors, and children hard." Coming up, we'll take a look at your news stories from Wednesday.